Good afternoon, good morning, or probably good evening, Fountain of Living Waters listeners. My name is Akagbini Olushola Pamela, and I like to be called Daughter of Zion. So welcome to episode 45 of this wonderful series, and today we'll be discussing on Jesus Listens. Now, before we go into today's proper, I apologize for recording any episode for the past 3 weeks, I guess. So yes, let's go into today's episode. So the topic is Jesus Listens, and you might be wondering, Jesus listens? Of course we know, but you know, sometimes it's easier to brag when you're not sick. Okay, I'll put it this way: it's easier to underrate good health when you're not sick. You know, most people, when they are not sick, they don't really know the importance of being well. But until you're sick, then you realize that, oh, I wish I understood how good it was, you know, to be well and fine. Now my point is that most of these things that we say every single day, oh, Jesus heals, Jesus listen, Jesus loves you, Jesus, you know, I feel like most of us know it, you know, unconsciously. Yeah, well, I know Jesus listens. But when we get into the time of, you know, a time of our waiting room, or when, you know, God is telling us to wait or telling us to do a particular thing, or you want something from God, or you're expecting something, or you want to know the next step to do, you just want God to, you know, to talk to you, or you want him to listen to you. And sometimes you feel like he's not listening. You feel like you've been taught. Sometimes I feel like when we're in that waiting room and asking God for something, and it's taking longer than expected, you understand? It's taking months, it's taking years. You're like, is he even listening to me? Now, you know, funny enough, it's a situation whereby you're asking God for something, probably to save your loved one. Okay? And you're like, God, if you can just do this for me, I promise I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And unfortunately, you lose the loved one. You will not question yourself, like, just, does he even listen to me? Does he even hear me at all? Okay? But it's easier to say, oh, he listens when you're not going through anything. But when you're going through something and you're like, you want him to hear you so bad, then nothing happens, nothing changes. It's just like nobody's listening to you. Now, most times when I talk, I use Job as an example. So if Job wasn't this daytime, like this this generation, you know, we'll be on social media, we'll be on YouTube, we'll be on Facebook, we'll be on Instagram. People will do live videos on the topic, you know, and so many things. Do you understand? People would say, oh, why don't you just curse God and die? Why is he stressing himself? Okay, and you know, people won't be asking, does Jesus even listen to him, or does God even listen to him? People will ask him. For that instance, even Job's wife was like, just curse God and die, you know. But Job didn't, because he knows deeply in his heart that Jesus listens. Now my point is that even when you unconsciously know that Jesus listens, I want you to today, from today henceforth, to consciously know that Jesus listens. Because they would say, you don't prepare for battle in battle, you prepare for battle before the battle. Okay, but if you unconsciously just know that Jesus listens when the battle comes, you see, because you're consciously just know about it, you won't be able to, you know, to accept that he listens to you. Now let me move to today proper. First thing I'll say is God is not deaf. It says in Isaiah 59 verse 1, his hands are not too short to reach out to you, neither are his ears deaf that I cannot listen to you. God can hear you. He who created the ear, he created the ear on your head. Yeah, he was on your head. Yeah, I think it's on your head. You know, he created your ears, meaning he can also listen to you. He can listen, he can hear you. So, but you need to be conscious of the fact that Jesus listens to me. every of my tears, every of my pain, every, even sometimes when you cannot even say words, you just speaking in tongues, or you're just, you know, saying some words that you don't understand it yourself, but you are talking to him, he listens to it. Now, one thing I'll say again is that sometimes we just talk to God, you know, from mouth to, we'll be like, oh God, from my mouth to your ear, and just like that. But sometimes our actions, our hearts are not even alignment to even believing that Jesus is listening to us, God is listening to us. Now, one thing is to say, I believe. The other is, the next thing is to work out your salvation. And sometimes people just say, oh yes, I believe that Jesus listens to me. But your action is not showing that he listens to you. Now, what I'm trying to say in a sense is that sometimes we believe in God. Okay, we believe that he listens to us. And okay, you're asking, let's say asking God for a job, and like, you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been saying, ah, God, I know you listen to me, please help me and make this thing work. Okay, but the other hand, you're not too certain, your faith is not so strong that he's even listening to you. Now, that is where I bring James 1 verse 5. It says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But there's a clause. Meaning, if you're asking God and you want him to listen to you, ask him. Okay? He will give it to you and he will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Some of us, we agree that, you know, Jesus listens to us, God listens to us, he can hear us. But sometimes our faith are not so strong, you know, to move according to that, to the words we say. We just say, okay, yeah, Jesus listens, I know that, unconsciously. But sometimes we have to consciously accept that he listens to us through what? Through faith. Now, bring it first to the future, because in fact you need faith in every single step of your journey in life. You need faith in everything. Most of my episodes, there's one way or the other, I tend to put in faith, because you can't do nothing without faith. We even believing God exists is by faith, because we have not seen him, but we believe in our hearts that he exists. That's faith. So if you're going to say, okay, Jesus listens to me, I want you to know that you have to do that by faith. Without faith, it's just pointless. How are you even sure that he's listening to you? You have to do that by what? By faith. When you ask, when you talk to him, you have to believe in your heart that he listens to you. Okay? And this gives you this assurance that, okay, there's someone up there listening to all my prayers, my tears, my pain, every single thing. So I'm here to tell you today, the point of this podcast is for you to be consciously aware that Jesus listens to you through faith. You can't do it without faith. You can't do it without faith. You know, just for instance, you're saying, okay, you pick up your phone and you want to call someone, okay? And let's say it's a voicemail. You can't hear the person, but you drop a voicemail. Now, it takes faith. Practically faith to, you know, to just talk and say, oh, hello, when you get my voicemail, this, and that. You're not sure the voicemail might reach the person. You're not sure, right? You're not sure if maybe network issue will happen along the way and something will happen to the voicemail and the other person won't get it. We are using faith, you know, to pass your message across. So you need that faith when you talk to God. You need that faith, okay, I'm talking to God, I know he's listening to me. Okay, the word of God says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes you've not even seen what you're asking God for, but you're so sure you are that he's listening to you and he's going to give you what you want. So in conclusion, guys, I want you to be consciously aware that Jesus listens to you, that God in heaven listens to you, to be consciously aware that, and use your faith when you're asking him for anything, when you're talking to him, when you're worshiping him, when you're praising him. Just believe in your heart that he listens to you, and he's going to what? He listens to to every one of us, and is going to do what we ask of him. Okay, so I pray for everyone listening to me right now that as you consciously pray, as you consciously ask God for help, as you consciously talk to God, and you believe and you have faith that he listens to you, is going to answer every one of our requests in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you were blessed. If you were, send the feedback on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, I guess, and any other social media. And do, if you have questions, send it to me directly. I'll reply to all your questions. See you next week, and remain blessed. Bye.